but someone who would know a little bit more about it, and that would be Milton Black, Australia's leading astrologer and psychic. Mate, good morning to you.
And good morning, crew.
Now, the big question, obviously, and I'm thinking that we're probably not the first, nor will we be the last to ask you, in your prediction, what do you think today's result is going to be?
Well, look, guys, this is a very historic day, and I'll tell you the reason firstly before. Now, the reason it's a historic day is because we have Mars and we have the Moon in conjunction, meaning they're very, very close together this morning. Now, that means male and female. Moon is female, male is male. They are together, so they're bringing them together. We also have, since 1818, we've got Venus and Jupiter. Venus is the planet of love, and Jupiter is the planet of abundance, and they are also joined together. Very unusual combination of planets. The next time this happens will be around about 2123, when they're both close together.
So what's going to happen?
So, yeah, that's right. So what's going to happen here? The yes vote is going to get up, and we're going to see same-sex marriage will go through as law, but with Mars and the Moon together, there will be a little bit of private opposition, I would say, in Parliament here too, meaning that there will probably be a private bill that will go through and people will want to adjust this or adjust that. But as far as same-sex marriage is concerned, the yes vote will be up this morning, and those people who are in the gay community that want to get married, just hang in there, because your marriage is... You better start arranging it. That's all I can say, because they're certainly going to get married. Oh,
nice So what sort of spread are you looking at between the yes and the no votes? Because I think they'll give out those details as well. Like, what percentage, roughly?
Well, I would say it'll be quite astonishing, really. I'd say possibly there'd be around the 48, perhaps, percent in the yes vote compared to the no vote. But I do think it could even make 52, but I'd say conservatively a good 48. And I do feel that the yes vote is definitely a goer. But with this Mars-Moon combination, you will get that percentage that will be saying no, but not enough for it to not become law. Sure. Let's put it that way.
Well, there you go. Dave, we've always trusted Milton's word. Yeah. He's been spot on for us in the last few years.
Yeah, constantly. I'd like to know, when do you think it'll actually be passed in the Parliament?
Well, hopefully it should be passed before Christmas, because I think you'll find with Labor really pushing for it at this stage, and with the yes vote come in, and Turnbull will have to do something very urgently, he's really dithering and withering away. As a matter of fact, I think Turnbull is finished, and he's going into a new 12-year cycle now, and of course, consequently, Jupiter has passed his sun. Unfortunately, with the present situation with the Coalition Party at the moment, with such a mess down there in Canberra, with everything happening, Turnbull's got to do something, and to bring up his reputation, he'll try and get this through by Christmas. It'll come through by Christmas.
I'm not any kind of psychic or anything or astrologer, but I can tell you now, I had the same thoughts. It just dawned on me that I thought if he passes this, he's going to win some more votes. But obviously, all ears will be on the radio for 9 o'clock this morning our time, 10 o'clock New South Wales time. Milton, we couldn't thank you enough for joining us this morning. You can also find Milton on the website, Dave.
Yeah, miltonblack.com.au. Milton, mate, thank you.
You're most welcome, guys, and you have a nice day.
You too. See you later. You heard it first here that Malcolm Turnbull's on the out as well.
There you go. What else can he... Can we shake him again? He's not on the phone anymore.
He terrifies me, Milton, on how accurate he is. Can be at times. News headlines coming up with Rosie in just a moment here at Triple M.